Welcome to Sefer Tehillim with the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Mizmor Chaf Gimel, Mizmor Le David, Hashem Ro'i Lo Echsar, The Lord is My Shepherd, Chapter
23.
With prayers for our dear Chayalim, with prayers for the healing of the wounded, for the return of the hostages, and for all those who have been evacuated from their homes to return home. Today we learn one of the most famous prakim, the green pastures, the still waters, Mizmor le David, Hashem ro'i lo echsar, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, right? Mizmor le David, Hashem ro'i, God is my shepherd. Frequently leaders are seen as shepherds, and here the shepherd is indeed Hashem. Lo echsar, and therefore I lack nothing. You fulfill all my needs. David is the sheep, and why does he lack nothing? Because binot deshe yarbitzeni al meimenuchot yinahaleni, you take me to the grass, you take me to the still waters. What does a sheep want? Other than food and drink and yirbots, yarbitzeni, all he wants to do is to sit down after a good meal and have some water, and that's all I want. In other words, what David is saying is, you've provided me with everything. In a minute we're going to see it's not so simple. Nafshi yeshovev, you revive me, you restore me, you keep me alive. Yancheni b'magli tzedek leman shamo, you lead me on the path of justice, Leman Shemo, for your name, for his name. Here we see that actually David is not a sheep. Sheeps aren't interested in justice, right? The Ma'agalei Tzedek, we've spoken about the word Ma'agal, meaning a path. So on the notion of the sheep, he leads me on the steady paths. But of course, David, as I say, is not a sheep. And it would seem like the metaphor of the sheep being led on the craggy precipice of a rock is comparable to the practice of justice. It's very difficult to enact tzedek as a leader. What are the right decisions to make? Sometimes things which are just for one population, one sector of the population, seem unjust to others. And he says that God has led me on these margalei tzedek, on these paths of righteousness, of justice. Until now, everything's been going well, but gam ki yelech begeit salmavet lo irara ki ata imadi shiftecha umishantecha hema inachamuni. Also, when I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear any harm. Ki ata imadi. Notice, until now, God has been spoken about in the third person. God is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He takes me to the pastures, he takes me to the waters, he revives my soul. But lo irarakia ta'imadi, suddenly God jumps out from being the anonymous third person into the second person. When I'm in trouble, God is right there with me, with his hand on my shoulder. He is holding my arm and supporting me. Shiftecha umishantecha hemi enachamuni. These are lovely words. The shevet, right? The shevet is the shepherd's crook. And what does the shepherd do with his crook? Sometimes it's a shevet and he has to hit with it. He has to hit the animal. Umishantecha, sometimes it is something to lean on. And what David is saying here is that shiftecha umishantecha hemi anachamuni. Sometimes you hit me and sometimes you supported me. In both cases, they were a comfort to me. Because even when you punished me, I knew you were somehow guiding me. Like a parent who, if they never told their child off, the child wouldn't really grow up too well. Sometimes you have to rebuke, you have to chastise a child. So similarly, that's the shiftecha, that sometimes you hit me, or mishantecha, and your support to me, hemi enachamuni. So there we have David the sheep. David being led sometimes into very, very dangerous places, but God is always with him, and he appreciates God's chaperoning his life. Let me just take a moment to talk a little bit. How do these still waters and green pastures, how do they become the valley of the shadow of death? What's the connection between the two? And here I want to share something that I read by Rav Yaakov Maidan, and he told about a time when he went on a tiyul with Rav Yoel ben Nun to En Gedi. Now, you know that David, when he was running away from King Saul, him and his band of men, hundreds of men, were in En Gedi running away from King Saul. Now, if you know the area around En Gedi, Nachal Arugot, Nachal David, there is, on the top of the hill, there's sort of a plain, and then suddenly there are these sharp inclines, sharp canyons in the rock. So Rav Yoel ben Nun said, imagine the following. David and his men are in a certain area, and suddenly Shaul comes with his troops to chase David down, and they run, and they run, and they run, and they run, and they get to the edge of the cliff, and they're stuck, they're trapped. Suddenly one of David's giborim, who knows who it might be, Benaya ben Yehoyada, Yoav ben Tsruya, suddenly says, down there, look, we can get down, we can scale down that rock. And suddenly David and all his men scale down the cliff, find a steep path down, and there get to the bottom. And what are they? They're sitting in the waterfall at En Gedi. They are in the green pastures. They are in the still waters. A moment before, Shaul's men, they can't see the water below. They stare out. They don't understand where David's gone. David's now safe. The valley of the shadow of death suddenly turned into the green pastures and the still waters. David takes out his notebook. He takes out his harp when the sounds of Shaul's soldiers have left, and he composes Mizmor le David. I don't know if this is how it was composed, but it's a wonderful reconstruction. And it just shows maybe the sense of David on the run, David experiencing the being. Usually sheep were in the Midbar, not the desert, but rather the wilderness. And these are areas where you do find pools of water, you find vegetation, but you also find some very harsh conditions, which might be the valley of the shadow of death. Let's just finish the chapter, because it ends with the following. Taroch hafanai shulchan neged sorarai. Apparently David isn't a sheep anymore. Now he has a table. Sheep don't eat at tables. Set the table against my enemies. Dishanta b'shemen roshi. You anointed my head with oil. Well, that's a dead giveaway. David is now a king, and he has a royal table. Neged sorarai, in the view of his enemies. Now, nobody can laugh at him. He's the king. Kosi revaya. My cup runneth over, right? I have everything I want. I've got everything I need. In other words, what we actually see in this chapter is the evolution of David's life. Maybe David started off his life actually being a shepherd, and then once he was chased out by Shaul, he feels like a sheep lost in the wilderness, and Hashem literally guiding him to food, guiding him to water, guiding him to safety, sometimes rebuking him, sometimes supporting him. And now he's a king. Set the table, neged sorarai. You anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. But now look at the last beautiful verse. Ach tov v'chesed yurifoni kol yimei. Now I'm not going to have enemies chasing me, but what would I like to chase me? Tov and chesed, that goodness and kindness should always chase after me. I don't want people to chase after me, but I want goodness. V'shavti b'veit Hashem l'orech yamim. And let me sit in the house of God for the rest of my days. David isn't interested in wealth. He's not interested in conquest. He understands that the things which truly matter are tov and chesed and our spiritual endeavors. The music with which I opened and closed this podcast today are very, very special and dear to me, because this is a tune to Gam Ki Yelech B'Gates Al Mavet, Ach Tov V'Chesed, which was composed by Yossi Hershkovitz, Zichrono Livracha. Yossi Hershkovitz was a revered high school principal in Yerushalayim, a very special man. And in one of his final video messages, he called for the Jewish people to, and the Israeli people, to achieve unity. He went on the 7th of October with his Miluim units to go fight in Gaza. And a few weeks into the war, him and several of his Chayalim were killed. They went into a house. There was a booby trap, and the bomb went off, and he was killed. However, when he'd been in Gaza, he had composed a tune for these words. Gam ki elech begeitz al mavet, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear any harm. Ki ata imadi, ach tov v'chesed yirufuni kol yemei chayai, let goodness, let kindness pursue me all my life. Ishavti b'vid Hashem la'orech yamim. And this really gives voice to the spirit of our chayalim who aren't interested in bloody war or destruction, but rather are feeling the support, hopefully, of Hashem, but really are interested in getting back to their lives, to their tov and their chesed, their families, to their spiritual pursuits, to building the country, to building their homes. And so I decided to begin this podcast and to end it. The song is being sung. I'll put the link in the notes. The song is actually being sung by Yossi Hershkovitz's family, his wife, his children, his brothers. And let this be Lizichro in his dear and revered memory. That's it for today. See you tomorrow. Oh, my head.